Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
For many people, it's like a Friday. And if that's you, I hope you're being responsible heading to happy hour. We will get to phone calls, but first, we are delighted to be joined by Fillmore Council member Mitch Nowakowski. Mitch, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Beamer, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, Mitch, I've always said the reason you are my favorite Democrat is because I know whenever anything's going on, I can ask you any question, and I'm not going to get a text from a representative, from someone from your office saying, I'm not sure Mitch will be able to come on the show again. So I'm always appreciative of your time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, obviously, we've been on the air for three hours, and we've been talking about the fireworks and the Somalian flag. So I would like to start with the fireworks. And now here's my point. I'd like to know your thoughts on it. We haven't had fireworks downtown in a while, but Mayor Ryan was telling on Hardline, and he told Nate Benson several times that fireworks will be happening this year. Do you know exactly what the real fallout was of why there will not be on Independence Day fireworks in the city of Buffalo?
So I'm really happy that you are explaining that. We haven't had it in quite some time. Buffalonians aren't used to it, but I do know that Mayor Ryan wanted to activate downtown and wanted a reason for people to come to downtown Buffalo and fireworks on the 4th of July. It was something that he wanted to do. The true backstory from what I heard was it came down to logistics and things like that. They were pretty benign that they just weren't able to do it or find a location that could handle the debris, the security, and kind of, you know, the protocols to have a safe fireworks. I think that the administration may have promised that, but didn't give themselves enough lead time to fully execute.
We've heard that Russell Salvatore was going to fund the fireworks. Is that a true statement?
From what I have heard, I believe that is. I mean, I heard that someone was willing to sponsor, but I don't know the exact exchange.
So here's what I brought up. You know, one of the best events, I think, every year downtown, Mitch, is first night, is the ball drop downtown. I think it's one of the best executed events in downtown Buffalo. And they end with fireworks. Why not have the fireworks at the Electric Tower if everything else is not logistical?
Well, I think that you bring up a good point, because Buffalo Place in downtown Buffalo has blueprints of how to hold farmers markets, ball drops, concerts. I mean, I was a big participant in a huge fashion show in Fountain Plaza that literally, I was shocked when I went to see how many people and young people came down. So the blueprint does exist, but I do know it does include flammables and, chemicals. And so I do know that there was a security concern from fire and others to see where it could be handled. So next time, you know, when you tell someone that you're doing something, you know, you got to give yourself enough lead time to do it.
Yeah, you know, I was downtown last night for the soccer game, went to the Banshee, and I mean, it was great to see people downtown, and obviously the momentum from last weekend with the draft and the country concert. I would assume that business owners, because Mitch, you and I are old enough to remember when there were fireworks downtown. I went downtown several times to catch the fireworks downtown. I'm assuming business owners would like to have that attraction because just like New Year's Eve, after the ball drop, where do you go? You go to the bars. I'm sure they would. This was very welcoming news that then was obviously very disappointing news.
Yeah, and I think that you were kind of like me, where you want to celebrate the urban center, the city core. Like, look, we have buildings, we have public transportation that's connected to it. We have amenities around here, you know, from the Sabres ballpark, things are here. Let's build it within our urban core and give people an opportunity into the urban core. And I actually was at the Banshee last night, too, but there was wall to wall. So you next time you get to text me, because it was and mind you, I represent the Banshee and I love to see my businesses and my district thrive. So that place was wall to wall and doing great. And boy, was it a great game.
Well, that's disappointing. We didn't run into each other. Yeah, Mazurowski and I were there and they do a great job. And oh, my gosh, when that red card was pulled, Mitch, I was like, is USA really going to lose in the first round with one of the best teams we've probably seen fielded in a long time?
Yeah, and you know, you could really truly feel the electric nature of Buffalonians and people in that bar. It's, you know, super proud to be an American and, you know, for these games. And it was honestly an awesome time, especially to have an awesome time on a Wednesday.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what last thing on the fireworks, because, you know, like I said, I've been talking about this all day today and yesterday, the mixed of excuses, because obviously we have what Mayor Ryan said, what you just said, and then you have the county executive who's blaming the duck in Lake Erie. I mean, did the duck play into the firework fiasco?
I don't know that part, because not to give a shameless plug out, but I'm really focused. I'm actually, I sponsor fireworks in my district. At 249 Ohio Street at Riverfest Park. I have a constituent and a longtime stalwart of the area, Peg Overdorf, who puts on a heck of a show of fireworks tomorrow at dusk. Usually we do it, you know, it's great because seniors, kids can come, you know, you get an extra day of fireworks, you get somewhere different to go, you're next to the Buffalo River, and that will then commence. So I was able to provide resources and funding, and I've done that since I've been in office. So I want folks to also, you know, give a plug for that. And I think that's why I may have not been paying too much attention to the downtown one, because I wanted to make sure that the one in my district for my constituents and open to everybody was going on.
Yeah, they should have brought you into this conversation, right? They should have had you. Had you bring the fireworks, Mitch, because we might have our political disagreements, but I believe if Mitch Nowakowski told me there would be fireworks on the waterfront, that we would see fireworks. I could see that. I would assume that you would make sure it gets done.
Yeah. I mean, look, the city of Buffalo is to be celebrated and I want to bring people down here, and, you know, especially, you know, the world's tough and, you know, life's tough enough, but if we want, you know, to build this, you know, this region in this city, which I have to run away from an ambulance now. You know, you want to bring people downtown and you want people to enjoy our amenities. And when you have families and seniors, people want places to go and things to do.
Now, Mitch, obviously the Somalian flag that was raised at City Hall yesterday has gotten a lot of national attention. And I just want to put a disclaimer out there. Regardless if people disagree or agree or disagree with it, no one should be vandalizing city property, destroying city property. Obviously, we're all against that and hope they find the people responsible. But, you know, the day after saying that the city of Buffalo will not have a celebration on the 4th of July, and then raising the Somalian flag, can you understand why some people are upset with that visual?
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, so I, you know, boy, did I find myself in a, I found myself in a crossfire, not a ceasefire. So I kind of want to tell you the story from my perspective that is not as, you know, as polarizing as Fox News has made it out to be. So every year for about 4 or 5 years, the Somalian flag has always been raised on that date. And, you know, we have, I mean, the city of Buffalo, we always have the American flag. And then, you know, throughout, you know, Irish St. Patrick's Day, Polish, Irish, Italian, Juneteenth, Pride, Disability Pride, you name it, can file a permit to celebrate and raise their flag to promote their culture and their identity and their diversity in the city of Buffalo. So, you know, that to me, it was just because I had always gone to it for 4 or 5 years. It was just routine. But I actually forgot about it this year. And when I was walking to Fountain Plaza to talk about some downtown stuff, I was going through Niagara Square and I saw my friends who happen to be, you know, who are and constituents who are Somalian. I represent a super diverse district. And one of my friends actually is an inspector for the city of Buffalo. And so I know him well. And, you know, he works really hard in my district and in the city. And so I went there and said, oh, God, I forgot, you know, that today's, you know, the flag raising. So said hi to my friends, said a couple words. And, you know, was with them to raise the flag. It happened on the same date for the last 4 or 5 years. So it was kind of like muscle memory to me. And then I saw, that it went viral and, you know, that my post on Facebook went viral and, you know, Fox News took maybe, I think some pictures or images that my staff took. And, you know, I, you know, was raised by a pretty tough lady. So she raised a tough, you know, guy and, you know, I could take the couple hundreds of, comments that were bashing me, but I think my staff, who I feel bad for, you know, they were filtering and taking a lot of nasty comments and even threats, and that's just not okay. And then when I reached out to Mustafa, who is my friend, he said, I we do this for the last 5 years. This is the time that the day that we do this. And, you know, he was telling me all of the threats that he was getting, and that's just not okay. And social media has just, you know, enables such bad behavior of how we treat people. It's like, bro, calm down. You know, we are celebrating the 4th of July. I have fireworks in my district tomorrow. I am proud to be an American. You know, it just seemed opportune for someone to say, oh my God, you know, Sean Ryan's not blowing off fireworks and here's the Somali Day flag. You know, don't they not care about you? And they just took that coincidence and were really able to weaponize it. So I just really don't feel good about the whole debacle.
Yeah, let me say, I mean, we can have disagreements, but we should not be obviously threatening. You know, my gosh, I and social media is just a toxic place. But, you know, Mitch, let me just give you my thoughts on this, because, you know, obviously we've got Somalians and they are welcome with arms wide open. But I mean, we have the 250th. Birthday of the country, and I've got calls of people saying they're driving through the city. There's no banners up. There's, you know, there's flagpoles that don't even have the American flag on them, let alone any flag. And I do think the people are upset that there doesn't seem to be the celebration of America on the 4th of July for the 250th. It's not just some other 4th of July, but yet we're throwing a big, even though it's happened the last 5 years, we're throwing a big party for the Somalian Independence Day.
Yeah, I think that honestly, you know, I you know, could understand all sides and how it can make people feel. But, you know, to me, I just have a different opinion on it. I mean, I celebrate proudly the 4th of July every year. I know it happens to be 250th and I'm proud to be an American. And, you know, to be an American is to enjoy this melting pot of cultures and uplifting all Buffalonians and all Americans that make us great. I mean, we live in a country that is so diverse. from religion to backgrounds to makeups to whatever. And you can make this country, you know, you work hard and you come here and you make this country your own. That's the American dream. And for the Somalians that were, you know, that are my friends that were out there, you know, they work for the city of Buffalo. They all work hard. They're young, you know, young individuals. You know, they love Buffalo. They want to make Buffalo, you know, their home and have. So, you know, I think that sometimes, you know, people, you know, may have felt like, look, I don't see enough American spirit. And then, you know, a couple days before, you know, Heal International, you know, hangs the Somalian flag. But I just don't think people should conflate the two. I think that, you know, one thing that makes people uncomfortable that I even had to grow out of is multiple things are true at the same time. You know, we are, you know, approaching our 250th birthday of the United States of America. And then, you know, we also, you know, embrace other cultures that have, you know, significant dates and identities all throughout the calendar year, no matter if they abut Christmas or 4th of July or that, you know, we can really uplift and celebrate this country all together.
You know, Mitch, you said something there, and I was very happy to hear you say proud to be an American, because we have numbers out from Gallup. Less than half of Democrats in America are proud to be American. What do you think is the issue for that in your party?
To me, I think that we need to take back, you know, what being patriotic is. And, you know, loving your country is loving with things that you don't agree on. You know, you could still love your country and be proud of all the advancements people have made and everything that we offer here, but also not be pleased with, you know, a current administration or things happening. I think that that's where, where multiple things can be true at the same time is, you know, you could still love America, like you love people and their faults. You know, it's kind of like a parent loving a kid. You're proud of your kid, even though you may not, you know, be happy that they do certain things, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be proud of them.
That's my parents. They're not proud of everything I do. Mitch, let me ask you, you know, there was the raising for the Somalia flag, which we talked about before traffic. Shouldn't we have some type of celebration, some type of flag raising for the 4th of July? Some big display of the American flag?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, since it is always, you know, in, you know, Niagara Square, I think that, you know, the city, that's the one thing that, you know, there's a lot of different districts and organizations. You know, certain parts of my district have barbecues and cookouts, and some of them do different parties. They do it the day before. But I think that what people, if I could garner anything, was that, you know, people wanted to see more of like a universal united maybe event. So, you know, even if it was the county and the city and towns coming together and saying, look, we can come together to celebrate our country. But we also, you know, have that beautiful American spirit where, hey, you know, you can go have an event and celebrate this country and celebrate it your way and as you see fit.
Well, Mitch Nowakowski, council member, that's why I like having you on, because, you know, and by the way, no one should be threatening anybody, right? I said this about the vandalism, about the destroying of property. Our disagreements, that's why we go to the ballot box, or we do what Mitch and I do and we talk out our differences. That's what everyone should be doing. We should be talking with one another. But Mitch, I always appreciate talking with you. I'm always thankful for your time, and I'm looking forward to pickleball.
Yeah, thanks, Beamer.
Thank you so much. That is Common Council Member Mitch Nowakowski, Fillmore District Common Council Member Mitch Nowakowski joining us. And
girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.